This week's parsha is Parshat Bahar, but I'm not planning to talk about Parshat Bahar. I'm planning to talk about Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is this Wednesday night, Thursday, and I wanted to share an idea, but I'm not actually going to speak about Lag BaOmer. I want to speak a little bit about Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, which is, of course, connected to Lag BaOmer. Traditionally, Lag BaOmer is viewed as the Yoma, the Hilula, as Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's yard site. As you well know, here in Eretz Yisrael, hundreds of thousands of people go to Meiron, the traditional burial place of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, go on Lag BaOmer. I understand some of you may be going. And I want to talk a little bit, have an insight to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. It's not my own idea. I saw it in a sefer by Rav Ari Kahn. And I thought it was a very interesting idea, and I want to share that idea with you. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Gimel tells us probably the most famous story of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. There were three of the Tanoim were sitting around discussing their views of the Roman government. One had a very positive view, one was quiet, and one had a very negative view. And that person, the rabbi who had a very negative view of the Roman government, was Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, which he says everything that they only do for themselves. They're very self-centered. The Roman authorities heard about what Reb Shimon Bar Yochai wanted or said, and he became a wanted man. So he went and hid out in a cave. Says the Gemara, he, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and his son, Elazar, Azlu, Tashu, B'marata, they went and they hid in a cave. Itrachesh Nisa, a Nes happened. We all know the story. Ibrulu, Charuva, Ve'ina, Demaya, a carob tree grew outside the cave and a spring of water was nearby. They took off their clothing because they were going to be there for a long period of time. And they sat, covered themselves up in the dirt. And they used to learn that way. When it came time to daven, that's the only time they would wear their clothing. And they ate from the carob tree and they drank the water and they were in the ma'ara for how long? 12 years. In the cave for 12 years. After 12 years, Ata Eliyahu, Eliyahu Hanavi came, become a pitcha de ma'arta, and he stood outside the entrance to the cave. And Amar man, lo de labar yochai demit kesar batul gezerate. Who should tell, who's going to let Bar Yochai know that the Caesar has died, the Roman ruler had died, and the price on his head was no longer, the decree that he was to be killed was no longer, and he can come out of the cave. Nafka, so Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and his son came out of the cave. The Gemara tells a very strange thing. Chazu inshe de kokarve vizare. We saw people who were plowing and planting, and they couldn't believe it. Plowing, planting? People should be learning. They're giving up that which will bring them to Olam Haba, and they're doing planting, plowing. What happened? They would gaze, and the person would burn up. Yatzta Basko v'amr lahem lahachriv olami yitzatem. Baskel came out and says, this is what you're going to do? You're going to destroy my whole world? That's why he came out of the cave? Go back to your cave. So they went back to the cave, this time not for 12 years, but they went back to the cave for 12 months. And they came out, and things were different. After 12 months, they came out, and Elazar would look and want to still be upset, and whatever he did, Reb Shimon was able to undo. And then they saw a person running an Erev Shabbos, and he was holding two branches of Adasim, and they asked him what they were for. And he said, L'chvot Shabbos. And they said, why do you have two? One's enough. And he says, one's Keneged Zachar, one's Keneged Shamar. And everybody lives happily ever after. So the question is asked, they were in the cave for 12 years. And they were so involved in their learning that when they came out of the cave, they couldn't believe that people weren't learning. And therefore you send them back to the cave? Wasn't being in the cave the cause of their inability to understand that not everybody could sit and learn so long? Why is it going to help to send them back to the cave? Isn't the cave the source of the problem? But evidently it wasn't, because after another 12 months in the cave, everything's fine. What happened in those 12 months? What needed to change? It's a Gemara in Masechet Sukkah that discusses Hillel HaZaken, the famous Hillel, and his Talmidim. The Gemara says that Hillel had 80 Talmidim. The senior Talmid was Yonatan ben Uziel. The most junior of the Talmidim was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. You want to know what the most junior of the Talmidim was like? So the Gemara says about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shaloi niach mikra mishna gemara halachas agadas digdukei Torah digdukei sofrim kalam v'chamurim gzeiros shavos tkuvas v'gematrios Sichas Malachi Ashas, Sichas Shadim, Sichas Dekolim, Mishloch, Mishalos Kovsim, Mishalos Shualim, Davagodav, Davakatan, Davagodam, Isim, Kovat, Davakatan, Avais, Tabai, Varava. Basically, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knew Kol HaTorah Kula from beginning to end, plus. And that was the most junior of the Talmud. So what about Yonatan ben Uziel, the most senior of the Talmudim? Says Bisha Shiyoshe Vosik Batorah Kolov Shapare Khalab Miyad Nisraf. His passion for learning was unbelievable. It was like Har Sinai. And when Har Sinai the Torah was given, it says Vahar Boer Ba'esh. That was Yonatan ben Uziel. If a bird would fly over Yonatan ben Uziel when he was learning, it would burn up. Such was his passion for learning. That's a Gemara. There's a Hasidish Avart that they tell, and they ask the following. They said, if that was Yonatan ben Uziel, so what was his Rebbe like? If when Yonatan ben Uziel was learning, it was like Matan Torah, and he had so much fire that it could burn like the birds flying over the head, what was Hillel HaZaken like? Chassidus Shavart says, you know what Hillel HaZaken was like? I'll tell you. Hillel was greater than his Talmud. Because Hillel could control the fire. He had the same fire as Yonatan ben Uziel. But he was able to control it so that the bird wouldn't burn up in the fire. That's why Hillel was the Rebbe. Yonatan ben Uziel was a tremendous Talmud, tremendous passion. But he didn't have the ability to control the fire like Hillel. That's what Reb Shimon ben Yochai needed to learn. 12 years in the cave, and he had that passion of learning that burnt, maybe like Yonatan ben Uziel. Unbelievable. But he couldn't control it. And when he saw people who weren't like him, Kadosh Baruch Hu sent him back to the cave for another 12 months. You now have the passion for learning. Now you have to learn how to control it. And it worked. Because when he came out after 12 months, he was able to come out with the same passion, but with the realization that not everybody had that same passion. He's able to control it. It's a fascinating Zohar that Rav Kahn quotes. The Zohar says more or less as follows. It says, once Reb Shimon went out and saw that the world was dark and cloudy and all the lights had been sealed. He said to his son, Reb Elazar, let us go see what Hashem has planned for the world. They went out and came to one angel. Don't ask me what all this means, please. It's a Zohar. They came to one angel that looked like a large mountain with 30 large torches of fire in its mouth. And Reb Shimon said, what are you planning to do? And the angel said, I came to destroy the world. Because there are not 30 righteous people in this generation. Reb Shimon said to the angel, to the Malach Havala, I order you, return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say to him, Bar Yochai is in this world. The angel went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, Ribono Shel Olam, it is known to you what Bar Yochai said to me. Then Hashem said to the angel, go destroy the world and ignore Bar Yochai. The angel returned. Reb Shimon saw the angel. And he said, if you do not leave, I will decree that you will not return to heaven, that you'll end up in Azazel. Go say to HaKadosh Baruch, if they're not 30 righteous, they're 20. If they're not 20, they're 10. If not 10, there are 2. And if there aren't 2, then there's 1. And the tzaddik is the Yesod HaOlam. The baskol comes out from heaven and says, Ashrecha Rabbi Shimon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gozer above and you are mevatel below. About you it is written, Ritzon Yireyav Ya'aseh. The will of those who fear Hashem is done. I have no idea what the Zohar means. There's something you see from the Zohar. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to destroy the world because it wasn't acting like it should have acted. And Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says, I'm here. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, destroy the world anyway. And he says, I'm here. And Baskel comes out and says, Ashrecha Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon came out of the cave after 12 years. And he wanted to destroy the world because it wasn't what it should be doing. They were osek in chayim, olam hazeh, and not in olam haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him back to the cave. It says, you have to realize the world is imperfect. And Reb Shimon came out of the cave and he realized that the world is imperfect, but you have to work with the world. The tzaddik isn't here to see whatever is bad and destroy it. The tzaddik is here to see when there is bad, to try to elevate it, to try to fix it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was testing Reb Shimon in a certain way. He sees the Malach Havala, and the world isn't what it should be. And Reb Shimon says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you sent me back to the cave because I thought when the world wasn't what it should be, we should destroy it. And you said, no. Now that's what you want to do? No. That's not what should be done. You taught me a lesson. You taught me that the role of the tzaddik is not to destroy the evil, to try to elevate what needs elevation, to try to fix what needs to be fixed. As strong as the passion is, it needs to be controlled. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, you learned your lesson well. Tzon Yireyav Ya'aseh. The Torah tells us in Parshat Noach, after the Mabul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a keshet in the world, a rainbow. Achloket, where the keshet always was there, or wasn't there, and now it's new, it just became a sima, but it was an oath. And what was the oath of the keshet? that even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at the world, he won't destroy with another mabul. And the Torah tells us, Zot ot habrit lidorot olam, for future generations, forever. But lidorot is spelled without two vavs. Lam bedalid resh tof. Missing two vavs. Spelled chaser. And the Medrash says that there are two generations that there was no rainbow. And one opinion in the Medrash is the generation of Chizkiyahu and the generation of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. In his generation, there was no rainbow. Why? Because there was no need for a rainbow. The rainbow is a sign that even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, he won't bring about another mabul. But once Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai learned the lesson, then he was the tzaddik of the dor. And he says, even when the olam is full of rishayim, you don't destroy it. Try to fix it. And it was so well learned by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when he's around, I don't need the rainbow. There's a human being out there who knows that even when things are bad, you don't destroy. That was the godless Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Whether you go to Meron on Lag BaOmer, or you don't go to Meron on Lag BaOmer, but to have a little bit of an appreciation. Sometimes there's a tzaddik who knows, whose passion for learning is so great, so amazing, burning fire, but he's able to control it because he realizes that not everyone is like that. And his job is to go out and to teach and to elevate and to fix and to protect the world above all. Because the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. And he doesn't want it destroyed. He just wants us all to be a little bit better.